What's up, and welcome to Espresso with Erin and Sarit, the show where you go to gain the confidence and self-empowerment that you need to live your best and most authentic life.
Tough love conversations to reveal the simple truths that will transform your relationships, your body, and your bank account.
We are your hosts. I'm Erin.
And I'm Sarit.
And we are on a mission to transform the lives of millions through the same fitness, nutrition, lifestyle, and financial habits that have transformed ours.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Can I tell you, I thought about my grandma. You know why?
What?
I don't know why, but when somebody ends, when they're saying the name of the day, and they end it by saying E, like it's E-E. Not a Y. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I think of my grandma because she was the first person I ever, and I was young. You know, when you're a kid, you're like, why do you talk funny? Like, there's no filter. I always would say, like, every time I just think of my grandma. Monday. I don't know why. I love you, grandma. But anyways, welcome to the show. What was the topic supposed to be for today?
It doesn't matter because it's not the topic anymore.
Right. Well, you guys know that we are very much about authenticity and your personal truth and just, and I didn't even know what Sarit had as the topic today, but I was just like, gosh, this is when something is so on your heart. Like for us, when we feel something, it's probably like the best episode, the best conversation, because it's just so much like on your heart at the moment. Yeah. And I was thinking about it this morning and I was like, man, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. The power that our decisions hold when we don't even realize like how many decisions we make in a day and how important every single one of them are, whether they seem big or small. So I had to look up on the old Google machine, how many choices do we make in a day? And it says, and again, this is coming from the Google, so
no,
who knows, but the, like,
no, wait, this is a reliable source.
It's an estimated.
It ends in O-R-G.
Oh, science.
The .com, it's like anybody can create a .com.
Okay, so it's estimated. How many choices do you guys think that we make in a day? This will be fun. Don't Google it, you cheater. We already did that. So the estimated that the average adult makes about 35,000 remotely conscious decisions each day. Each decision, of course, carries a certain consequence with it that are both good and bad. 35,000 choices. 35,000. Like I'm seeing 50, I'm seeing 2,000, I'm seeing 100. 35,000. Think about it. Every word that I say is a choice. When I grab my cup of coffee, I just made a choice. When I drink it, I just made a choice. Now think about every single day, like literally life is a series of choices.
Yeah.
That's it. And that is what determines our life. So I want to see. The other thing that I was thinking about is because there are circumstances that are outside of our control. There are unfortunate events. There are catastrophic events and disasters that we do not have control over. Hurricanes and earthquakes and floods. And
the coronavirus.
The coronavirus. Like all of this stuff.
Coming to this planet.
All of this stuff we do not have control over. Right? But I want to know. Okay, so what was the other thing I was thinking of? How many, what would we say, catastrophic events or how many uncontrolled events happen in a lifetime? Let's just see what happens here. Because I'm thinking that for the number of things that happen that are outside of our control compared to the number of choices that we make, because we've said before, you're a product of your decisions, not your circumstances. You're a product of how you respond to every situation. You're not a victim of your circumstances unless you choose to be. So with that being said, like the number of actual events that happen, and I don't want to just waste time looking this up because I didn't look it up beforehand. But if you think about it, how many like things happen to you per day that you don't have control over? I guarantee you it is not 35,000 things. It's maybe like, I don't know, for me at max, it's like five. You know when you have those days, oh, it's just another one of those days, and it's like everything seems to go wrong? Still doesn't even equal like barely a fraction of the number of choices that we make. So I hope that for anybody watching this who has been, oh, because of this or oh, because of that, I'm here, that you start to reconsider the number of things that happen to you that are outside of your control versus or divided by the number of decisions that you make would give you a percentage. And it is very, very low. Are you guys following? Are you following?
Yeah, and that's why we say your life happens to you because of you.
Yeah. And
this goes back to what we talked about last Wednesday when we quoted someone who said, if you were born poor, that's not your fault. But if you die poor, that's your fault.
Yep. So that doesn't mean it's going to be easy for everybody. Like, there are definitely people in other countries, in other locations, in religions that they've been born into that make it extremely difficult for that one circumstance, right?
Sure. We're talking about if you're listening to this and you live in the United States or Canada, perhaps even the UK or Australia. Mm-hmm. Most of our listeners come from democratic countries. First world democratic countries. Mm-hmm. So it goes to the concept of ownership. You know, in our mindset course that we created that's on our website, the first chapter, the first thing we talk about is ownership. For better or for worse, your life right now, your body right now, your bank account right now is a byproduct of all of the decisions and choices that you've made in life up till today. Like it or not, we gotta own it.
Yeah, and even if something, and don't mistake that for being everything should be how you want it to be, because you've made the right choices. Because I try to play the devil's advocate in my own mind of like, okay, how would we go against what we're saying right now to make sure we are considering all parties? And I think about, okay, somebody who, man, okay, so I want to take like different circumstances that I try to think like, but if you're in a wheelchair, like what if you got in a wheelchair because of something that wasn't your choice? Like, okay, let's say we have a one-on-one client, mm-hmm. who is a double amputee.
Yeah.
No legs. Okay. No flesh legs. And I think, okay, well, probably wasn't their fault. Like if you are an amputee and a limb got blown off, like, okay, well, you know, that's really unfortunate, but like, how did you get into that circumstance? Did you join the military? By the way, thank you for your service if you did, because it's absolutely incredible what you sacrifice. But it is still a choice, right? And so it's important to acknowledge that. Had I not joined the military, my arm wouldn't have gotten blown off. But I'm not trying to make light of something like that, because it is really extremely unfortunate. And it's not a happy thing that happened, especially, but that's the sacrifice you make. So you have to ask yourself in each decision, what is the equal or opposite reaction, mm-hmm. to my decision.
Yeah.
Good or bad. And I don't really know where else I wanted to go with that, but I was just like, man, it's just really on my heart, because I know for myself, like, I've made some dumbass decisions in my life. I would have said that I regretted it, but now in hindsight, I don't, because everything shapes you. Every circumstance, every event, every hardship, every loss, every success, it all shapes us. And to find success is something that does need to be generated through a series of choices that get that outcome. And there's never anything else to blame. There's simply nothing to blame. And, you know, there are things that happen as business owners outside of our control, but that impact us. So we have to also make choices, right? And some of these choices are extremely conscious, right? Like, okay, I've got a flat tire. I've got to choose how I'm going to handle this. Some choices are extremely evident that is a choice. Some choices are what it said in here was, what did it say?
What?
Semi-conscious or like relatively conscious decisions, meaning we make them. And we're conscious in making those decisions, like grabbing my coffee cup to take a drink. I'm conscious of that decision. I'm not fully aware, though, that like, oh, I have to make a decision right now. I'm thirsty. Ooh, coffee sounds good. What am I going to do about it? I've got a decision to make, because it's not as big or impactful of a decision. That doesn't mean that you don't make it. So when you're cutting the crust off your kid's PBJ and you pop that sucker in your mouth, because you're like, crust life, and also I don't want to waste food, or whatever the reason is. That's a choice that you made. That's a choice that you made, semi-conscious, because you're conscious, but it's not like, oh, you really have to think about it. What am I going to do with this crust? You just put it in your mouth, right? So some choices that we make are very, very obviously identified as, I've got a choice to make, and some are not as much, but I encourage you to think a little bit more about each decision that you're making today. Each thing that you do, when you put your shoes on, you made the choice of what shoes to wear. Put your hair up or down, you made the choice. And no, it might not impact anything really, but if you're like, oh, a bird pooped on my bun, and I'm like, well, maybe if you had your hair down, the bun wouldn't have been up there behind your head and it would have gone right behind you. Like, and this is just a stupid example, but like, everything, you are not a victim of your circumstances. You are the queen of your decisions.
Ooh.
High five me. That was good.
Okay. So what do you do in order to improve your decision-making process? Because the quality of your decision-making process and the frequency of the consciousness, whether you like it or not, you're making a decision. To be unsuccessful requires the same amount of energy as it requires to be unsuccessful. You're just doing it in an inverse term. So now, if you want to become a better decision maker overall, then please drop your favorite emoji, because we want to see what emojis you guys love. But the first thing that you have to do in order to improve the quality of your decision-making process. And by the way, by improving the quality of your decisions and by being fully aware of your decisions, you will by default improve your life. And that is why, for example, sustainable weight loss and what we teach changes people, because we teach you to become a better decision maker. And that applies for anything in life. In order to be able to accomplish something that you weren't able to do before, you had to make a series of decisions in order to do that. Why? Because here's the thing. Action follows a decision.
Mel, is that a T-Rex? That's adorable. I like that emoji.
Your action is being followed by the decisions that you make. And even inaction is followed by a decision. Like, let's say it's Monday morning, you don't feel like working out. Guess what? Your
inaction is the decision.
Right. Inaction was followed by a decision. Fuck it, I don't feel like working out. It's too cold outside. Right.
But I would say it is the decision. Yeah. Not followed by. Like, it is. It just is.
Inaction is followed by a decision. And that's what I'm saying. Like, success.
You've decided to not take action.
Right.
But every choice is followed by another choice.
Right.
Wow. Think about it. Inception.
So how do you become a better decision maker? For one, and this is something that we stand for with regards to so many realms of life, awareness and presence. And this goes back, and this goes back to the bread crust with the peanut butter.
Awareness.
How many people who have worked with us so far, you notice that a huge part of your transformation journey has been because now you're taking ownership of what you do with everything concerning food. Most people who, and this is why MyFitnessPal app is the stupidest app ever, by the way, because it takes away the concept of awareness. You're looking at your phone, you're not looking at your food.
Hey, I think there's some good things about it, like in defense of MyFitnessPal, like it makes you aware if you're not aware, like, oh my God, I didn't know that this thing had that much sugar in it.
It makes you aware of the calories.
But it makes you dependent. It makes you dependent and like focusing on the wrong things.
It makes you aware of the calories and macros, but it doesn't make you aware that when you're in front of your phone, chances are that you're going to take a couple extra bites because you're completely unaware. And I'm like, why? Why? I'm like, dude, macros ain't your problem.
I could see that.
So step one is...
But also, I want to add to, like, how many of you on your journey with us more in close contact, like, have noticed that a good deal of your transformation has happened through your awareness of what you're actually doing.
Yep.
You don't even notice. We call it BLTs, bites, licks, and tastes. You don't even know half the shit you're putting in your mouth because you're not aware. Because you're not aware. You're mindlessly, you're conscious, but you're mindlessly deciding. Mm-hmm. You're mindlessly choosing. And this is why also we say, like, out of sight, out of mind. If you have something in your house, clean up your environment, is because chances are the moment you feel stress, I think this is like a normal human thing. It's like when we feel stress, when we feel anxiety, when we feel, I fucking ate yesterday because I was anxious. Yeah. And I really did. I was like, I confessed to you last night. I was like, I ate today. I think it was, I don't know if
we
it was.
We went to Trader Joe's.
I don't know
and
if
you
it
were
was
stressed out. And you were stressed out. And
I mean, okay, so my bad is not bad anymore. So right. You guys are going to hear this and be like, oh my God, that's dumb. But it used to be really terrible. I got like 2 bags of plantain chips, which are really just unnecessary, right? Like just unnecessary.
We were at the checkout and then she saw plantain chips. She walked over there, decision, grabbed them, decision, put them in the cart, decision.
Okay, but then we had some cinnamon-dusted chocolate-covered almonds or something like that in the pantry that we had as a treat like a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
conscious decision.
It was a conscious decision.
I chose it. Yeah. I'm like, man, like this looks amazing.
But because they were there too, I was like, oh, I'm gonna eat some of these, you know? And it's like, and I say this to let you guys know, like, we're human. Like, we're all human. We all make shitty decisions sometimes. We all stress eat. We all make decisions we're actually not aware of at the moment. Okay? So, like, and no matter what, like, I saw Danita said, what was Aaron stressing about? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you're at in life. There are things in every, if you are a living human being, you will have stress. If you are a living human being, you will have anxiety. You will have sadness. You will have fear. You will feel loved. You will feel excited. You, all of the emotions. We have them because we're supposed to feel them at some point or another, and that's what makes us human. But It's how do you handle yourself in those circumstances, right? Can you control your state? And for me, it was a lot of breathing. And I think I handled myself actually pretty damn well. I think I had like a total of 4 chocolate-covered almonds. And then like maybe at the half a bag of the plantain chips with cottage cheese. It's such a weird combination, but like, and then I ate egg whites with some ground chicken meat. So like it wasn't terrible, like what I could have done and what I used to do. But the point is that some of it was unintentional. Some of it was intentional, but it was me trying to control my state with something other than myself, which never fixes the problem.
So awareness is step one. If you want to become a better decision maker, you have to be aware. And that's why, you know, going back to the concept of environment, whether it's, you know, food that's around you, whether it's people that are around you, you have to make sure that your environment is in alignment. Because if it's not, what's going to happen is that you're going to be stressed out. And when you're stressed out, you're distracted. You're not aware. You're not present.
You're focused on the one thing that's stressing you out.
Yep. And that's why, like, one of the most powerful things that you can do if you want to be successful in anything in life is reach up to people who are there. Be as close to them as possible and literally get rid of everything that distracts you. Like, that's how you get tunnel vision. So awareness is huge. Without awareness, you won't even realize how bad your bad is. And if you want to get better, you have to keep on practicing awareness. Because guess what? On every single day, you're going to have to make different decisions. And by the way, that is why, like, losing weight fast is a myth that's so fucking stupid, especially if, like, in the weight loss industry. Like, don't ever try to do that. Because if you do, you are taking away the time that you need in order to experience life so that you can become a better decision maker. Sustainable weight loss is all about you becoming a better decision maker throughout life. It's like, okay, things are stressing me out. I have this obstacle to tackle. If you're not aware, you can't ask yourself the question, how am I going to handle this right now? What is the consequence of me doing this? Or what is the consequence of me not doing that? However, if you're distracted, shit, anything is possible. You're letting life happen to you. However, life doesn't ever happen to somebody. Life happens to you because of you, whether you like it or not.
And it happens for you. There's always a purpose.
So, speaking about that, I want to talk about the next part, like in order to become a better decision maker.
Can I say first, like, because success in general, I thought about this also yesterday, I think, or it was the day before. Success in general is a matter of personal growth and development, period.
Yeah.
You cannot be, you can only be as successful as you are growing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking about our journey.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about the people that, you know, we surround ourselves with to look up to, emulate, who we are inspired by and aspire to be similar to.
Yeah.
Every single one of them, it's been personal growth through decisions, reading books, and not just reading books, doing books,
applying books.
Cool. You can read all the books you want, but if you haven't done anything with the information in there to actually make the choices that will change your life, it's useless.
Yeah.
You have to do the book. And I would rather read one book over and over and over and over and over and over to the point I could memorize it until I'm actually applying it before I move on to another book.
Mm-hmm.
And not every book means you have to apply everything that's in there, but you know, every book, even a bad book, you can get a nugget out of that's going to make you think about something that you need to adjust in your life to take another step forward, right? Okay, that's it. Success is a matter of personal growth and development. You want to lose weight, you want to make more money, you want to have better relationships. You have to grow yourself in order to grow into that success that you're looking for.
And by the way, just a reminder that it always starts with you and it always ends with you. Even if there is another person or a few people involved.
Wherever you go, there you are.
Exactly. So the first thing that you have to do is you have to be aware, because if you're not honing in on awareness, then you're never even going to be able to change the way in which you think. Okay, so that is step one with regards for everything. And that's why, you know, like how many of you guys who work with us, like, we have you journal so many things. We have you journal how you spend your time. We have you journal how you eat. And I don't mean you put that in my MyFitnessPal app, because that does not bring awareness. That just makes you count calories. And there's so much more to food than calories. Calories is just a very basic way of measuring how much energy a food has in it. Now, the quality of it is completely different than how much energy it...
It doesn't even have to be a food to contain energy.
Right.
It doesn't even have to be a food to contain energy, but it contains energy. How many calories? We're talking about expanding calories too. How many calories are in a burpee?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many calories is a form of measurement of energy?
Yeah.
And it doesn't even have to be a food. It could be an edible product is what I call them. Think about Twinkies or candy bars or what. Those are edible products. They're not food. Mother Nature didn't be like, let's grow a fucking Snickers tree.
That would be fucking cool.
It would be really cool. It's got like the Snickers logo on the trunk.
Let me pick one.
Yeah, you're just walking through. That's like...
What happens in the summer? Does it just smell? Do you have like chocolate soy?
It becomes a fountain. It becomes a Snickers fountain. This is melting. Gosh, this is amazing. Off the tree. But anyways, edible products versus food. They all have calories. Who cares?
Would you guys rather have... a Snickers tree or a Reese's tree?
A Reese's tree, hands down.
Drop it. I want to see like...
Oh, because it's peanut butter too?
Reese's or Snickers tree? Which one? So, awareness...
I bet you would do exercise to get the... I gotta jump to get... You ever seen the videos with somebody doing pull-ups? There's like a cookie up there.
No.
It's good. I know one of y'all have seen that.
So, in the moment and after, you know, you've... gained awareness. For one, if there's no awareness, you will always just struggle with making the right decisions because you're not even aware that you're making decisions.
Struggle to make the right decisions.
So in order to become a better decision maker, now that you're like, okay, I'm honing in on awareness, is you have to look into the future and you have to ask yourself this question. Because for every action or lack of thereof, I just said it, there's a reaction.
It's so cute.
One day Aaron told me, like, do you know that, like, on your coaching calls, you say that all the time?
When you say lack of, you don't need to follow it with thereof.
I know.
You said something the other day too in a text, and I was like, that's so cute. You didn't need to add that extra part. I forgot what it was. Okay. It's adorable. Don't you guys like it? It's kind of fun.
But you have to look into the future, and you have to ask yourself, how is this going to affect me, for better or for worse? So for example, do you know how many times I don't feel like working out? So many times, it's crazy. And that's why for those of you guys who tell me, but I have no motivation, I'm like, that ain't your problem.
Yeah, motivation is not
commit to becoming a better decision maker. So it happens to me at least twice a week where I don't feel like working out. But
I hope that makes you guys feel better too.
But why do I do it anyways? Because I look into the future and I ask myself, 10 years from now, how would your body look like if you start skipping your workouts every time you don't feel like working out? And then I ask myself, is that what you want? I'm gonna give you what you want.
I'm gonna give you what you want.
But first, drop down and give me 10 burpees.
Yeah, motivation is like, man, if you guys feel like, oh, I don't feel motivated, guess what? Nobody feels motivated all the time. Zero people ever feel motivated all the time. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, that motherfucker I know, doesn't feel like working out every damn day.
Yeah, at 4 a.m. But you look into the future and you look into the life that you want to live and you ask yourself, what will be the consequence of this and will this allow me to achieve that? And the answer is no. So what do? I walk my happy ass to the gym and I just get it started. And also, in order for you to become a more efficient decision maker, just put it in your calendar. Make it a non-negotiable. Because if you're like, tomorrow I'm going to set my clothes, I will wake up in the morning, but then you're like, okay, but I'm looking at my day today, I'm going to finish work early, so I will do it in the afternoon. How many of you guys, because you've given yourself the choice to do it in the evening or in the afternoon, you ended up not working out at all? Because the more you delay something, the less likely you are to take action on it.
I thought about something while you were saying that.
Okay.
And I was thinking about, like, why are some decisions clearly decisions? Like, why are some choices that we make, clearly we know we're making a choice? And some choices we make, we're completely just like, when you grab your coffee and drink it, like, you're making a choice, but you're like, it doesn't cross your mind that it's a choice. The difference, the more impact a choice has, the more you realize it's a choice. Because it has a bigger impact on the outcome of your life. The more impact the choice will result in, the more awareness you have at the fact that that is a choice that you have to make. When your house, heaven forbid, if a house were to burn down, person who owns house knows they have choices to make. Where am I going to live? What am I going to take out of the house if I know that this is happening? Right? And all of these choices, we're aware that they're choices because it's impacting what the fuck am I going to grab? What is the most important thing for me to grab? Why? Because those things are going to impact how the next parts of my life go. So becoming aware of the ones that maybe don't seem like they would have as big of an impact, because every choice does. The fact that I'm drinking coffee means I'm going to have to go pee. There is an outcome to the choices that we make.
Mm-hmm.
How many nurses have been like, oh, I can't drink a lot of water because I'm going to have to go pee? It's because that choice and the result of that choice impacts you, because you're like, shit, I don't have time to go pee. I'm going to have to hold my pee. I'm going to, you know, and it has more heavy impact. So it's clear to you that that's a choice. So become aware. Become aware.
Now, the next thing that I want to bring up too is that if you're born in the United States, you are born with the biggest privilege one could ask for in life, and it's called freedom.
Mm.
The freedom of choice that millions of people will fucking fight for the rest of their life, will sacrifice leaving their family, will sacrifice millions of dollars if they have to, just because.
Can I say that those are the people who were not born here?
Yeah.
Mostly. Those are the people who were not born here.
However, and this is something that we talk about in few of our programs, and the Raw Transformation and the Inner Circle, we talk about it in the Ultimate Transformation Academy. But, you know, how many times in life, if you were to catch yourself, you say, I have to. When you use the word I have to, you take away your freedom of choice.
Yeah.
And when you force it, instead of choosing to do something, what is the outcome? it's, you end up resisting it, and what you resist persists.
Yeah. When you say I have to, you're also disempowering yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything. You don't have to feed your kids. Oh shit, I can't believe she just said that. You don't. You choose to feed your kids because you want them to stay alive and grow to be healthy.
Yeah.
You choose. But when you take away that, you say, I have to go to work. No, you don't. But you're not going to get money from them if you don't go.
Mm-hmm.
You might get fired if you don't go. But that's your choice. So you do not have to do anything. Is there anything you have to do? Every single thing is a choice.
Every single thing is a choice.
But when you say have to, you disempower yourself and the power that you have to choose. And it also then becomes a limiting belief.
Mm-hmm.
You start to believe that you have to do things because you've said it to yourself so many times. I have to do this. I have to go to work. I have to blah, blah, blah. You don't have to breathe. Daisy, try holding your breath. See what happens. Try tying a brick to your feet and then jumping in the water. See what happens. You do not have to do anything.
You choose to.
Breathing is an unconscious action that happens because it's survival, because we need to do it to live. But if you were to choose to hold your breath, that is your choice. I'm not going to encourage you to do that, but it's an example.
But the reason why so many people don't even think in that term is because, for one, they're not aware. They're not aware enough that they have a choice, and therefore they put the blanket statement of, I have to. No, you don't. You choose to.
It's, if I want this, then I have to do this.
You choose to because you know that the consequence will be negative afterwards. But again, it goes back to the same concept of, when you say I have to, you're giving ownership to somebody else. When you say I choose to, now you are taking control of being the captain of your ship.
When you say I have to, you're giving control to, I don't want to say someone else. I'm saying you're giving control to something outside of your control.
Yep.
And no wonder we feel out of control all the time. No wonder, this happened to me. This happened to me. Because of this and because of that. Nah.
Yep. So,
and I'm sure that I say I have to sometimes too. I'm going to check myself today. Like, I'm going to be aware of that today. And when you say have, replace it with choose. Hmm. Replace it with choose. Then your mind does this weird thing where you're like, wait, I'm unlimited. I can do whatever I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Again, assuming you live in a, you know, progressive and free country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But even then, I can choose to tell people in Jamaica I'm gay and scream it from the roof. I might get killed, but it's choice. That's what also, like, is so cool about our species, is that we can consciously acknowledge that we are making choices. We have the ability to consciously acknowledge that we're making choices and what the consequences of those choices are. Sergeant, for example, he has a drinking problem. He will drink water and drink water and drink water and drink water, and then he throws it up every time. He never learns from it. He doesn't understand. He's making the choice to drink water. He has to, right? He's not have to drink water. He's making the choice to drink water because he needs to survive. He's thirsty. But he does not learn from his mistakes. And that is what is so, this is actually a really big deal. That is what is so special about us being human. We have the option to learn from our mistakes. Sergeant today, he's going to drink more water again. He's going to drink too much and he's going to throw it up. And who's going to clean it up? One of us. And it happens every time. But the coolest thing is that don't get yourself down when you make mistakes. Learn from them. Just commit to yourself that you're going to learn from them. It is okay to make mistakes. In this community, you're in Erin and Sarit's community, it is okay to make mistakes. It happens. Every damn day it happens.
Mm-hmm.
A mistake is something you thought was going to go one way and it went a different way. That's a mistake. It's okay to make mistakes. It is absolutely unacceptable and not okay to not learn and grow from them. That is not okay.
Yeah. That was my next point. To get better at life and to become a better decision maker, don't expect to not fail. That's why people are like, I'm scared of failure. I'm like, well, you're just, you lack commitment if you say that, to be honest. Because let's say if you did something wrong, and we're all human by the end of the day, we're all likely to do something wrong, especially if we've never, you know, been put in an experience like that before. But you have to look back and let's say if the outcome was not what you had either hoped for or expected, then you have to look back and you have to ask yourself, what is the lesson from this? So that next time when a similar event shows up, you'll be able to take a different form of action and you'll be able to make a different decision before you take that action. So
we're actually being challenged, and I love this. Why do you choose to give him enough water that he will get sick drinking it at all? Ha ha ha, Danita, you're so clever. Guess what? There are two dogs in this house and they're not going to be limited in how much water they can have. I would rather clean up the puke, but know that he's getting enough water. It's a choice. It's a choice. Yeah, I know he's going to do that. I don't expect him to learn from it because that's not how their brains work. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to limit him. I'm not going to say, oh, you only get this much water. What if it's not enough? I would rather know you're going to get enough and maybe you'll puke up whatever you don't need than me limiting you and then you being dehydrated or getting heat exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a choice. But it is. This is beautiful. There's a consequence, whether it be positive or negative or whatever charge you actually put on it yourself. Whereas, okay, if I do this, this is going to happen. If I don't do this, this is going to happen. Which one would I rather? That is the science of a choice.
Yeah.
If I do this, this could happen. If I do this or don't do this, this could happen. Which would I rather? And you choose.
Mary, yes, we have that one.
That works like a gerbil feeder? That has the little stem, the little spout.
Outside.
The little spout that they... No, because he's not a gerbil.
The thing that comes...
No, it puts water in the bowl, but it doesn't feed them out of a spout.
Oh, yeah, no. Look, that's not the main point.
This is the least of our concerns. It was totally just an example. Least of our concerns.
It was the example of Sergeant does not have that skill or that capability to develop that because he's not aware.
To learn from his mistakes.
So he keeps on repeating the same thing over and over and over again. For those of you guys who have been trying to diet for a really long time or lose weight, guess what? It's your decision-making process that needs to improve. Anything in life is all based off of decision. It's all based off of making decisions. And normally, our commitment is what's followed by our decisions. You have to decide to do something before you commit to it.
Well, what are you committed to will impact the decision that you make.
Absolutely.
Are you committed to blaming everybody else? Because if you are, you're more committed to blaming other people than you are committed to your own success.
We are committed to help transform the lives of millions. Therefore, for us, comfort is not a choice.
It's a choice.
Well,
we just got done telling them it's a choice.
Comfort is not something that we care about, is what I mean.
In comparison to the alternative.
Yes.
We want to make an impact. So we understand to make an impact, you have to make sacrifices. Yes. That's our choice.
Right. That's what I meant to say.
English. Somebody asked me the other day,
balance.
Is English your first language? Because you have a lot of misspellings in your email. I said, English is my first language. It's in fact, embarrassingly, my only language. And that's even debatable.
Balance is something that we choose to not focus on because that's not going to allow us to achieve our mission faster.
It's harmony.
So whatever it is that you do in life, know that you have a choice, especially if you live in the United States. Now, I love Bob Marley for so many reasons. For anybody who likes Bob Marley, you need to check out The Emancipate Yourself from Mental Slavery, where most people in life are slaves to their minds.
Mm-hmm.
You have to emancipate yourself from mental slavery.
Just look it up. Bob Marley. What is that song called? Just push enter. Lyrics.
Redemption Song. Listen to the Redemption Song.
The Redemption Song. It's so good.
It's so powerful. You guys, this guy chose to be a legend despite of the circumstances. I actually, when I lived in Jamaica, we traveled to Bob Marley's village. And it was called 9 Miles. And it's literally like, so It's 9 miles up the mountain, but you guys, the roads are not roads. It took us literally like 2 hours to get there.
9 miles, 2 hours.
Yeah. But he made such a big impact because he chose to not let his circumstances affect what he was capable of providing to this world. Struggle is a choice. Freedom is a choice. You have a choice.
Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds.
Have no fear for atomic energy, because none of them can stop the time. So how long shall they kill our prophets?
While we stand aside and look.
Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Most people lack ownership. Won't you help to sing
these songs of freedom?
Cause all I ever have, redemption song. He didn't have much, but he chose to emancipate himself from mental slavery.
Reggae is not my forte, but we did our best. But it really is. And listen to like all Bob Marley songs.
Yeah, oh, so powerful.
There's just so much truth. Mm-hmm. There's so much truth. There's so much like importance on or emphasis on the actual things that are important in this world, like love. You know what song I've been listening to a lot lately? Black Eyed Peas, Where Is the Love? Because holy shit, you should listen to that song too right now. For everything that's going on in our world, I could rap almost that whole song. But that is insane. I've just been singing it to myself. But it's like, so much of what's happening right now is like in that song, and it just like, I'll listen to it on repeat.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, you have the freedom to choose. Make the right choices.
Who do you choose to be this week? Mm-hmm. Commit to that. Make a post today and write that down, and please tag us.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you found today's episode powerful, please do us the favor. We ask you for one thing and one thing only. If this adds value to your life, help us to spread the message to more people. Simple as that. We will keep showing up for you guys. Why? Because we are committed. We made.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's attracted to the trauma. Only attracted to the things that'll bring you trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we only got terrorists here living in the USA. The big CIA. The Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. Yeah. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
Yeah.
You're welcome. All right. Woo! I think that's the way to end the episode today. And thank you guys so much for showing up today. I saw 84 up in here today. And I want to see 84 on a Wednesday and a Thursday and a Friday up in that Zoom room.
So, couple announcements before we let you guys go. We are very happy and grateful to announce that we will be hosting a live web class. On Tuesday, December 1st. Yes, Tuesday, December 1st at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
You can now register to the live webinar.
What is it? ImproveYourSolutions.com/body goals. Body.
We're going to talk about the 4 steps to not only help you lose the unwanted weight that you've been trying to do so for such a long time, but how to keep it off for the rest of your life. So ImproveYourSolutions.com/body goals. There are limited spaces, so you better hurry up and register. We're going to be promoting this for the next 2 weeks, but there's 2 things that we teach. For one, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Mm.
If you don't click on the link, if you don't register, planning to fail.
Thank you, Lauren and Ashley.
Yeah,
for
thank you guys.
That link there.
And if you snooze, you lose. So be the early bird, because early birds get the worm. All right, fam. Well, that being said, we hope you have a successful week. We hope that you choose to be great this week.
Choose to be great
this week.
We love y'all.
We love you guys, and we'll see you tomorrow. Just
Check the announcements section. See more on the announcements of the Erin and Sarit page, and you will find the link. Just scroll a little bit. It's a couple posts down, and you can submit your questions there. And we'll see you tomorrow. Have an amazing day, guys. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Espresso with Erin and Sarit. On your way out, be sure to check out our website, erinandsarit.com, to keep up to date with what we have going on and maybe grab some free stuff.
And if you feel so inclined, hop on over to leave us a 5-star review, wink, wink. And remember, life is more fun when you subscribe to Erin and Sarit.